Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a beautiful, beautiful Sunday, Palm Sunday morning we have outside. And this is Sip and Chew Show. I'm Mike.
I'm Stu.
Got a little glare right here. Let me try to block it there. Okay, that's that better? It's not hurting anybody's eyes, is it? Anyway.
It's not hurting anybody's eyes on the radio. I can
anyway. I think we hurt their eyes on our live stream, which you can find us where?
Oh, at facebook.com/sipandchew or look at Sip and Chew Show on the YouTubes.
On the YouTubes, yes. But anyway, it is Palm Sunday. I've got my palm tree shirt on. It's actually my Jimmy Buffett shirt. But it's
yeah,
got...
I'm having to put my sunglasses on because of his shirt.
Wow.
But it's
talk
a nice,
about the glare.
It's a nice summery looking, it is spring, shirt to have. And because I'm going somewhere later, I'm going to be outside.
You're going to hear a lot of yacht rock? That's our yacht rock shirt.
We're going to, we're meeting at 3 o'clock at Top Golf later today.
Oh.
And can't wait. I've never been to one. I've drawn by hundreds of them.
Really?
Never been.
Are there hundreds of them?
I don't know. There may be. Could be.
I know there's been one in Auburn for a long time.
Yeah. But, anywho,
they had to build one here for me to know what people were talking about. And I went, oh, okay. That's some kind of colossal driving range thing.
Double story, three story. I forget how tall it is, but they got food and beverage there. Yeah. And a group of us will be there at 3 o'clock today. And looking forward to it. Never been. So
for me, having it be just a driving range like that, eliminates the best part of golf. That's the water
in your ball.
No, the water hazards. Yeah, because there's good fish in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd take you all day to.
That's play, what those are designed.
Play
for.
First nine holes because you'd be fishing and all. Yeah. I'd be fishing for my golf ball out of them.
So. I'd just be fishing.
So, but man, we had a beautiful day. It's gonna turn out to be a beautiful weekend. How was your weekend? So far.
Beautiful. A little slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We expected a flood of people when the festival ended yesterday.
This is a getting out.
Flooded and got in a car and left town.
Well, you know what happened was.
Tell me what
they
happened.
They didn't want any mac and cheese. You know why? Because WALA was doing a Cajun mac and cheese there. And everybody was raving about it. And
I stole my recipe.
I said, you know what? Y'all are taking money away from my buddy Steve down there, taking money out of his pocket, taking food out of his mouth. It was a really fun time, great calls. I'll go over all the winners after a while. Yeah. But it was a super day. I
looked like a great crowd.
I got up at 2 a.m. to do what humans do at 2 a.m. You know, nature calls. You got to go to the restroom. And
oh, I thought you meant hit the drive-thru.
No.
Whataburger, jalapeno burger.
And I got up and went to the restroom, got back in bed, tossed a turn and looked at the ceiling, looked at my phone, see what time it was. Well, if I go ahead and fall asleep now, I'll have an hour and a half till I said, to heck with it. I just got up, went straight, several cups of coffee, fixed me some breakfast about 3:30 in the morning. Just headed on down because they said we could be there at 5:30, start setting up. Well, I get down there, ain't nobody's there. Me and the sheriff's department and one other team was there, and that was about it.
Who were you with?
Bay Paper. Oh, okay. We were a major sponsor.
A major sponsor.
We donated all the styrofoam cups and spoons and the paper towels and gloves.
And whatnots.
And what?
I've always wondered what a whatnot is.
Me too. There's several several definitions.
Like a thingamajig or a gizamajig.
Yeah. But
Flibbity-jibbit.
And plus, each of the sponsors made a hefty donation as well, a monetary donation. So my boss spent a good bit of money to be involved in that, which is fine.
Right.
It went to a worthy cause, the child, the Mobile
Child Advocacy right?
Center. Yeah. And they do a wonderful job there. And they got to do fundraisers year-round just about.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, but what the Child Advocacy Center does is they gather this money and then distribute it to various child-oriented charities.
Yeah, there's a lot of child abuse. Yeah. Sadly, there's a lot of child abuse in this country, in this world. Mm. And they take care of it locally here, of all different type of abuses, neglect, physical abuse, mental abuse, a lot of things, and some we won't mention. Because they're too bad to talk about, but it does go for a great cause, and there's a lot of. I think it was the most tents they've ever had, the most teams this year in it, and it was just packed, and it was a beautiful day, and so much food, and I went around, took pictures of a lot of the booths and the food, different types. Not Mobile fixtures, but Mobile appliances.
Yeah.
They had this gigantic pot. and I mean, it's like 2 foot deep, and it was like 4 foot across, and it was full of jambalaya. We did a Kaneka crawfish mock chew.
Yeah.
It was good. Ryan Wilders was our cook. He works for us.
Yeah.
Retired chef. Absolutely. He did a great job, and he stayed at it. He stayed there stirring and keeping it going and getting it up to temperature. He made sure it got up to temperature before we served it.
165 degrees, and then maintained at 135 to 140.
And we ended up, and I want to say thank you, Greer's, St. Louis Street Greer's. Somebody forgot to bring the big chafing dish. So I said, well, maybe Greer's a lettuce bar one because they do catering. Mm-hmm. Went to Greer's, worked out a deal. They let us borrow one. We got it set up and used it, and I took it home, cleaned it out, took it to them this morning before I came here. Thank you.
Who else you could have called, don't you?
Who?
Guy that had a kitchen about half a block from
I didn't know if you had a chafing dish.
Yeah.
This had a big silver fancy handle on it.
All the inserts and everything are real nice.
Right.
I got the wire racks there.
Okay.
The good racks are.
We could have used.
Oh no, the racks are probably at the kitchen too.
Okay. What's the chafing dish? Sorry.
Ever been to a wedding where they had a buffet?
You where they get the big long.
Okay. That's what the big long is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But theirs is real pretty, and they let us, and they even gave us the burners too.
Yeah,
Sterno burners. So it was super nice of them to do that. And I brought it back to them. But they're going to, even though I put it in my dishwasher, they're going to have to, I had to run the dishwasher 3 different times to put each piece in
there. Yeah.
4 different times, actually.
Yeah. When I was doing the pop-ups, I would have to do that.
And so I said, well, I've done that, but you're probably going to have to run it through your dishwasher because their water gets a lot hotter than at home. So.
Yeah.
But they saved us. They saved our day for us. Yeah. They really did. And I want to thank them. But it was a fun day. Saw a lot of people we know.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, what about your day?
Oh, I just kicked up at Box Out with my employee watching the clouds go by. It was a slow lunch. Night picked up.
Well, I would have thought after the Isaiah Trail run.
Yeah, because the last run they had down there, we got busy from it.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day, or the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that put a lot of people on Dolphin Street.
Yeah.
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 But, and even though the Isaiah Trail
was pretty quiet,
run started one street over.
A little bit of a pop before the Cat Williams thing Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the rain killed lunch Friday.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty slow all weekend down there.
It does do that.
So if you wanted to go downtown but you were worried about the crowds, this is the weekend to go. Or next Sunday because everything will be closed.
Yeah.
For Easter, and Box Out is part of that.
Yeah.
We'll spend time with my brother. He's I don't know if you've noticed, but he's hauled in a few large redfish off of Cedar Point Pier.
Big old fish.
Yeah, we're going to have a fish fry.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club text and call line. We'd love to hear from you.
Uh-oh, uh-oh, I don't like juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, Stu, we got a few people to thank.
Thank you.
I want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner, corner Fat and Happy. You know where that is. Yep. North Jackson and St. Francis. I've been there. You've been there. Everybody needs to go there. They did a great job yesterday as well. I'll tell you about it in a minute. But please go by there and support them. They are locally owned. They're a pop. Operation. They're not. They're considered mom and pop, but they're locally owned.
Right.
But there's just a pop there. But he's got a lot of mamas working there, too. Yeah. Moms working there. So, anyway, go by there and support them. We want to thank Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Yes, we do.
I fixed me a meal the other night with some of that Cajun smoked sausage.
Yep.
It's the best. It is the best. And we want to thank them for their help here, keeping the show going. And, oh, those guys over there on Florida Street in the middle of Flo Shell, Butch Cassidy's.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. We
appreciate your business.
Roy Sewer. And we were talking about the Cajun cook-off yesterday in the Child Advocacy Center. Wanted to mention that Bob's Downtown Diner won People's Choice. And the People's Choice category is they get a bucket with Baumhauer hot sauce sticker on the front.
Right.
And you vote for People's Choice by putting dollars in there.
Dollar bills.
They collected $998, so they won the People's Choice. But Bob
said, "You could put two more dollars in there, so they could hit a cool."
Somebody could have put $2 in
couldn't?
There. I was going to put it in my bucket.
All he had was $2 bills, and they needed $1 bills.
So, no, people were dropping 20s, people dropping 50s, people dropping $100 bills. But anyway, I did go by there and hang out with him a little while. He did a fried gator tail.
Mm.
That was I'm not a gator fan.
I do enjoy fried gator.
But what Bob did, what Tony did and the crew at Bob's was delicious. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. I enjoyed it. It was delicious.
He used that fine remoulade he's got?
No, he did a Cajun marinara of some sort.
Like a alligator salt piquant.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a common dish in the Bayou area, which is basically spaghetti, but you use gator. Yeah. And then it's a spicy marinara, which in Italian is called an arrabbiata sauce, which means angry.
See, folks, you learn things here.
Yeah, angry sauce.
Angry sauce. Yeah. And does it help hanger if you're hangry?
Yeah.
It's okay. See, you learn things here, folks.
Yeah.
We're an educational show.
Yeah. Edumacational.
You ought to get college credits for listening to us. Anyway, Kudneka Sausage, fine company, fine product. They were a major sponsor. Every dish had to have Kudneka in it.
Uh-huh.
Every fish. Every dish.
Every fish dish?
Every dish. So they had a bowl, and they did the rice with Kudneka and fried, and the sauce over it. So it was super good. I really enjoyed it. Where was I going? Oh, the winner best overall was Waste Management.
Oh.
Now, they come with a trailer.
Oh, man, please tell me they called it like garbage stew. That would be hilarious.
I don't remember the name of it. I don't remember the name of it, but I do know that they had a lot of people there. And you know what? They cooked breakfast that morning for everybody.
Oh, man, that's cool.
They did. And coffee. They had a coffee pot, and they walked around and said, anybody want some biscuits and sausage? Come on. It's over here. We're cooking it, and we got coffee. So I went there and got me a biscuit.
Had your biscuit.
Sorry. Kimberly, sorry. But anyway, I was weak. I had no sleep. I was weak. But I did not eat the sausage gravy, though. I did eat the biscuit.
Yeah.
And eat the biscuit. What does that song mean?
I don't know.
You not heard
Never.
It? It's been
no,
viral
haven't.
On
nope.
social media.
Haven't.
Eat the
haven't
biscuit. So it's funny.
I do like biscuit, though.
I do like my biscuit every now and then. Buttermilk. Those big old thick, dry, dry buttermilk biscuits.
One of them whopping can biscuits?
Yeah.
I bet Steve doesn't know that. Steve, do you know what a whopping can biscuit is?
No. Well, it's when you whop the can open.
Yeah, Jerry Clower did a great bit about it. Yeah. Talking about when those got to the South, and he said, you can hear it all up and down the street. Wop, 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 wop.
Yeah, when you break open the Pillsbury after you peel it, yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You got, well, I ain't
got to have gloves on some of those to catch them, because, I mean, hey, they pop out.
Steve, we got a caller. We got Cookie on the line. Let's see what Cookie's got to say this morning. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm so glad this is an educational show. I'm not kidding. I mean it. You know, it's like I learn a lot of stuff from y'all. Not just who's where and what, you know, it's like, or how long it's been there. But I have a science question today.
Cool.
And I know you can, if you don't know it, you can, well, first of all, you'll try to make it up, but that ain't going to work because you're broadcasting. but if you don't know it, you can go ahead and make it up. And I mean, you can go ahead and look it up and then actually give the answer, probably, because y'all are good like that. Now, you were talking about alligator.
Yeah.
And not only alligator, but there are other, now I've asked other folks who were quote unquote experts about it. You know, you got to be careful who you pick as experts. That's why I'm talking to y'all. Snakes, lizards, lots of things that are in between seafood
and food
and other kinds of meat.
Yeah.
Now, my question, as you can probably see, is pretty obvious as usual. Is alligator considered meat, or is it? What are amphibians? How are they classified in the culinary or culinary worlds?
Well, I like chicken. Actually, what that is you look. Well, seriously, when the reason we say this chicken thing is, there are two kinds of animals. There are animals who have predominantly slow twitch muscles, cows, human beings. That's animals that will stand or be moving a lot. And then you have the fast twitch muscles. Those are animals that don't move very much, but have to go from 0 to 100 miles an hour instantly. Which, if you think about it, chickens just kind of stand there till you startle them, and then they go flying everywhere. A snake just curls there until you startle it, and then it strikes out at you. Gators just lay there and wait for you to step in their mouth. So they're all.
I don't know about that. I've seen some jump out of the water pretty hard.
Well, that's neither. What I'm saying. They go from being still to full exertion instantly.
Yeah.
And those muscles are fast twitch muscles.
Or patient.
Yeah.
They're actually considered, they're neither mammals or amphibians. They are reptiles, even though their lifestyle most closely resembles that of amphibians, in that both kinds of animals are semi-aquatic. So, yeah, they can come to you, but most of the time, like you said, they do wait.
Right.
So, okay, one more thing then. That's why when I saw some people preparing turtle soup, shall we say, not legally, by the way, there was a great deal of twitching in the sinks, and these were after the turtles had been killed and were being whatever processed is what they called it. Okay.
Okay. Well, if they were applying any heat to it, what that heat does is when it hits those muscle fibers, it causes the muscles to act just like they do if the animal is alive. It starts making the muscles contract. And, you know, I've seen it with fish and stuff. You put a fish in a fryer and it curls up. What's happened is that meat has forced those muscles to do what they did naturally. It's just they're doing it one last time. Because next they're going to be dead.
Hey, one last time. Hooray for all of us, right?
Yeah. But
y'all take care.
Yeah.
And all happy spring.
Thank you, Cookie.
Thank you. Yeah. But, so that's when you hear about people describing rabbit or squirrel or something tasting like chicken. The reason it does is because they all have these fast twitch muscles, which we, in layman's terms, white meat.
Yeah.
things that are use their muscles constantly have dark meat, which is cow, human, duck. See, people think if it has wings, you have to cook it well done. Well, mm-hmm. you don't duck mm-hmm. because duck. It flies, and it's beautiful red meat.
That's
should
like
be
ostrich.
Cooked medium rare.
Then ostrich, most of the
right,
year
exactly.
Is,
they stand all their lives.
Yeah,
yeah. So they have slow twitch
jerky.
Muscles.
Oh man, you talk about some of the best jerky. Is ostrich.
Yeah. There's, I guess it's still there in what's that place in Orange Beach?
Talking about the House of Jerky?
Yeah, the House of Jerky.
Yeah, that's a chain of them, too. There's one in Boston.
Right.
There's
I brought some python in here. We did not like it. No, not pleasant at all.
You brought some other stuff, too.
But I did see ostrich, and I brought some others.
Some other stuff.
I enjoy my jerky that I make. I used to go to the Piggly Wiggly and Foley. Mm-hmm. They had a great meat department, and they still may do. But I'd get a big old thick London broil. And then you stick it in the freezer and get it not frozen, but
close,
where you can slice it thin.
Oh, yeah.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Matches your shirt. The song.
Make me a happy.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Stu.
Mike.
Stu, I just want to yell at you a little bit.
All right.
What happened? 2 points.
Oh.
2 points. I'd rather be smeared by 30 or 40 points than to lose by 2. That's like football. Losing by 1 point. I'd rather be my butt beaten to the ground.
I will tell you, that entire East bracket, the way that they seeded that, there's an agenda this year with the tournament because they put the most dangerous teams in the entire country all in one bracket. So only one dangerous team can come out of it. My guess is they want Houston in the championship game because that's the third largest TV market in the country.
I've watched
because think about it. They took all 4 teams from the state of Alabama playing in the East and Southeast regions and sent them to Spokane, Washington.
I know. Charles Barkley
that was
deliberate.
Yeah, that's deliberate. UConn was the number one seed over the whole thing. They sent them 3,000 miles from home for the first 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's.
I don't. And I have. And that said, happens every year with some.
I said this about college football committee too. As long as you do not put those committee meetings online for everyone to watch, the only reason you wouldn't do that is because you don't want people to know what you're doing.
Yeah,
and they don't. We did not have the 4 best teams in college football in the playoffs. Michigan shouldn't have been there. They got caught cheating twice in the same year. Georgia was still the best team in the country.
I agree with that.
And should have been in that playoff. Florida State earned their way in. ESPN determined the members. The entire East bracket was determined by CBS Sports, who they want to win and who they don't want to win. Officiating, there was a game last night. There was 3 minutes left, and both teams had a combined 4 fouls. Auburn had 4 fouls in the first 30 seconds.
Oh.
They threw a kid out of the game 2 minutes into the game for nothing.
Right
after he got punched in the throat and didn't get called.
Well, that's what they ought to have instant replay on that.
They do. They chose not to use it. They chose to use it to throw the Auburn player out.
That's wrong.
But then 2 minutes later when Jalen Williams goes for a dunk and he gets punched in the mouth, they wouldn't even review it.
National championship. Yeah. You know I'm a Bammer. I'm a Bama fan.
And
but Alabama did not belong there. They did not belong in the Final Four. They did not belong.
Grand
Canyon. We were
not
set
in the Final Four.
Huh? No, I'm not Final Four. But
I would have said the same thing.
We didn't belong there. We were sitting there watching at a establishment in West Mobile, and we were all sitting there waiting to see they were about to announce all the who was going to play who. And
oh, you mean a 4 seed?
No, I'm talking about for the football national championship.
Oh, okay.
We going back to that.
Yeah.
We're sitting there, and everybody in that place, we're all Bama fans, but we were sitting there when they announced Alabama number 4, you know, that they got in.
It was probably quiet for a second.
We're sitting there like with our jaws dropped. I said, really?
Yeah.
Because we knew we didn't belong there.
And it's as simple as this.
We did not belong there.
If you're not trying to hide something, then you'll put it online.
It's just, and
if you don't put it online, you're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
This is a black or white situation.
Yeah.
And guess who they get to play today? Oh, boy, Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Don't sleep on them Grand Canyon boys now.
No, I'm just saying.
Who, Alabama?
Yeah.
I believe y'all went
out to Grand Canyon and got beat last year.
That's kind of
in the preseason.
That was
could
kind
of
early
point,
season.
Yeah. Could be.
Grand Canyon's actually pretty good.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. Well, no, I'm just not a big basketball
Here's
fan.
The thing with Alabama, and this is the way Alabama will be as long as Nate Oates is a coach. As long as the threes are falling, you guys are killer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an off shooting day, you won't beat anyone. Mm-hmm. And that Kentucky was like that early on with Pitino, where if the threes were falling, you couldn't beat them. But if the threes weren't falling, anybody could beat them. And then finally he built a front court up so that they could work around the basket. And that's what y'all have now is a no front court.
Yeah.
I mean, Jonai Broom just ate when he played y'all because nobody could defend him.
So who do you think is going to wind up in the –
Well, I think Houston's going to win it because I think that's who CBS wants to win it because it's the third largest TV market in the country.
Mm. Well, it ain't going to be Kansas. That broke my heart yesterday. Yeah. I was like, oh, that blows.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was ugly.
Yeah. But did you have any good wings? That's the question. Because this is wing season. This is the busiest time of the year for chicken wings. It's the highest prices of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They are a huge part of March Madness.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like some honey.
If you want some good wings, go to Butch Cassidy's and ask for the mistake wings because they're on the menu now, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they're on the menu now. That used to be the biggest secret in Mobile.
The one I don't understand is when people say, I want the mistake wings. Okay, cool. And then re-dunk them in the sauce. You've wasted everything.
You
just made them wet again.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be like, you have a choice. Chicken wings can be crispy or they can be wet, but they can't be wet and crispy. It defies the laws of physics.
Yeah.
Because what makes them crispy is being dry, and what makes them not crispy is moisture.
Yeah.
But, you know, I experimented with, and you and I have talked about this, is dry rubs on wings instead of wet sauces. Like, Old Bay is fantastic on wings. Just shower it with it.
Yeah.
I made one at Lucky that we called Dublin Fire, and it was dried sage and cayenne pepper.
Ooh.
That's it. Really good. And then a barbecue rub is good on there.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. They're really garlic with Parmesan cheese.
I was about to say, that's my thing.
Yeah, garlic, salt, that's Parmesan cheese.
Not everybody has that, though.
Yeah.
Got a few days of mention here. Today is Gretchen Bailey's birthday. Do you know that name, Bailey? Besides my name, and it's not spelt the same, and we're no relation.
I don't know.
Do you know that Bailey name?
Is that from Bailey's seafood house?
She's the daughter of Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
Bless, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Of the famous Bailey's Seafood.
Yeah.
And today is her birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
She's a really nice lady. Really nice lady. And today's her birthday. We want to mention that David Hubbles. Friend of the show, friend of the station.
Yeah. The Murder Tall Man.
Yeah, Murder Tall Man. He just had a birthday recently. Yeah. They're sharing this day with National Cocktail Day.
Oh.
Heck yeah. I'll get out there and have me a cocktail today somewhere.
Zero calorie mocktail.
That's it. Mocktail. What are you talking about? Anyway, it's also Cheesesteak Day.
Yeah, he's having the alcohol-free vodka.
Today is Cheesesteak Day.
Hey.
How about that? Huh? And chocolate cover raisin. That's my favorite thing in the world to take inside a movie theater. Get that big old chocolate cover
you've
raisin
box. You've got
that
little bit of sin with the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But inside, you've got a raisin. You're eating a vegetable or a fruit.
That's fine. But for my diet... I went and looked at raisins the other day. Dried raisins and dried cranberries and dried fruits. Them raisins got like 270 calories in them.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you're concentrating the sugars that are in there. It's the same thing when we pasteurize fruit juice.
It's the same. It's the same thing with late harvest ice wine.
Right.
You're letting them turn raisiny on the vine, and then you're squeezing that last drop of nectar, the last bit of life they have in them.
Yeah. Well, it's like the fruit juices you buy at a store. They've been pasteurized, which means they've been cooked.
which means they've lost water, which concentrates the sugars. And that's why you shouldn't be giving straight juice out of a container to your kids. It's way too much sugar for them. You should water that down. I've heard mothers say, yeah, that's 50-50. And I've always much preferred a splash of fruit juice in water to flavor the water, and that way my fruit juice lasts forever.
What about cider?
Well, cider is pure sin.
Yeah,
it's not about being healthy. Fruit juice is supposed to be about being healthy.
I'll take a cider any day. Oh, man. But I like my apple juice. I can't do orange juice.
Mango.
I used to hear people talk about that Michelini's apple juice, and I went, what's the big deal? And then I bought one, and I went, oh, my gosh. That's the one in the little glass jar with the little metal cap.
Yeah.
You get a dollar for like a six-ounce jar at Dollar General.
See, I like acai. That's... You know,
the berry acai,
like acai juice, or something like that. That's really good. Yeah.
I believe it is actually acai,
and
but you sound like an Ewok when you say it. Acai.
Acai. But anyway,
or Cajun.
Cajun Ewok.
I like. Are you talking about for breakfast or anytime? Just
anytime. Yeah.
Yeah. I buy the Minute Maid zero sugar, mango or pineapple. There's no sugar at all, and it's really, really good. Really good. I just can't drink orange juice anymore.
Okay, here's the curveball. Aloe water.
Love aloe.
Oh, I love aloe.
Yeah.
Not all brands are the same.
No, they're not.
Yeah. But there's some really good ones.
No, they're not. You're right about that.
There's some really good ones.
Yeah.
I like aloe water.
There is a place. Y'all keep talking. There is a place here in town, and I am drawing a blank to the name. But basically, their entire menu is frozen fruit that is pureed, and then you can combine different fruits, and they'll put chia seeds on it or sunflower seeds.
Are you talking about the bowl?
Yeah, like Cool Bowl. What is that called? Chill Bowl or something? Bowls?
I think yesterday was chia day, chia seed day.
Oh, good. There's some of my granola, and it's terrific.
I like it.
Is it Chill Bowls? That is really healthy. And really good.
Soul bowls.
Yeah. It's dessert only. Or you could just say, I'm just having fruit for lunch. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, they've got all kinds of good stuff. Soul bowls.
Yeah. So that's really my kind. And I'll tell you, I would rather have yogurt and granola for breakfast with some fruit in it than anything else for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's why I eat it every day. Now, when I got at Waffle House last night, I had the all-star breakfast at 10 o'clock last
night. That's the American way to do it.
Yep, at 10 o'clock at night. Whew, there were some lubricated ladies in the back end of that Waffle House last night when Shania Twain's I Feel Like a Woman came on. Oh, yeah. One of them got up and was dancing, singing to it.
Wow.
Then when the song was over, they kept singing it as they walked out to their cars.
I forget which car commercial had it, but there was a car commercial, and it may have been talking about the stereo system in the car, but the guy was singing, feels like a woman, driving a truck, singing, I Feel Like a Woman.
It is a great song.
Well, it is.
Yeah, it's a really great song.
And she's not hard on the eyes at all.
Incredible story. In case you know, she was on an indigenous reservation in Canada. She's Canadian, indigenous, which as bad as America's record is with our indigenous people, Canada's far worse because it's still going on in Canada to a great deal. Right on the back of the bus, you're in a different classroom kind of thing. That's still going on there. She was poverty-stricken, man, just super poverty-stricken. And the only real poverty we have in North America is on reservations. So for her to make it the way she did, just inspiring. 251-343-0106. Mike, what is that?
That's the Callahan's Irish, not British or Scottish, but Irish Social Study Club.
Social Study Club. There you go. We ain't going to talk about world affairs.
It's a crazy morning.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Talk, Mike. Say some words.
Hey.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to Sip and Chew, Mike and Stu. We want to thank a few people. We want to thank, real quickly, Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. That's St. Francis, North Jackson. Great day to be outside listening to the church bells.
Yep.
The beautiful air, cool air outside, and just sunshine. It'd be a great day to eat outside. Thank you for Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. We love those people. They do a great job. And their stuff, I think, is getting more and more popular.
Yep.
I see it. I'm starting to see it everywhere. And we want to thank Butch Cassidy's over there on Florida Street in the heart of Flo Shell. But real quick, I'm on this foodie page. You and I are on this foodie page, Baldwin County Foodies. And people post stuff that they cook and where they've been. They don't allow any negativity at all. You know, you can't put down anybody, make fun of anybody, blah, blah, blah. But there's this lady, and I'm one of those, I like to experiment with things, but there's this lady, called, her name is Beth Randy Dale, and this morning she posted pancakes with peanut butter, two fried eggs, and then maple syrup.
All on top?
All on top of the pancakes.
I'd leave the eggs out, but the rest of it sounds fine.
Peanut butter on pancakes.
Oh, yeah. That's been where and I waffles. Grew up, dude.
I put peanut butter on a banana. I put on just a banana. Eat a banana, put peanut butter on
it's
top.
It's a good way to introduce protein to
it,
too.
Yeah. Crunchy peanut butter on hamburgers.
Yeah.
But I've never
thought
about
it. But a hamburger doesn't need any extra protein. There's a hamburger.
Yeah, but peanut butter on pancakes.
Yeah, that's not odd at
with
all.
With an egg.
Now the eggs
next time I eat pancakes, I'm going to put
your egg on your pancakes?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kimberly. But anyway. But yes, I'm going to try this.
Okay.
Another Ben Griffiths said, you need to try peanut butter and onion sandwich.
Yeah. No, I don't.
So I got my onion, and I got my peanut butter. I don't have my bread right now, so we'll see.
Got a text here from Jimmy and Baymanette. Says, you guys talk for just a minute about the restaurant called Squid Ink, please.
Squid Ink is owned by our good friend Panini Pete Bloom, who I saw last night at Box Out. He came through for a high five. But it is his spin on a gastropub, which is a type of eatery that comes from England, believe it or not. They actually contributed something to the culinary world. And it's a gastropub is a pub, which we would call a bar here, that takes their food as seriously as a fine dining restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So the ingredients are much better.
It's very eclectic.
Yeah, and he went with an eclectic move. What I did at Lucky was gastropub, but at the time you couldn't say gastropub because people in Mobile went, that sounds like a stomach disease. I don't want any part of that. So we had to get a little more food networking going on.
He's got a good Mobile theme to it as well.
Yeah, he really does. He links in the Mobile theme, a lot of the history with the Cadillac burger and stuff like that.
Hey, we got a caller.
Jarhead in Sarah Lynn. Go ahead.
What's up, Jarhead?
Hey, guys. You know, being an old Marine, and
I was going to ask.
Man at the time,
I was going to ask.
Giving out the wrong phone number.
What number did you give out, Mike? Or was it me? Did I give out my home phone number?
No, both of you give it out. Y'all keep saying 0106. It's 0106.
Oh.
If you look on the phone, an O is a 6.
Let me make a note.
Alt 1 6. How about that?
Splitting hairs. So, Jarhead.
Best Philly cheesesteak you ever had.
Ex-Marine. Where'd you serve at?
Virginia Beach, California. Around here in Mobile in the reserves.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you for your service, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. But, hey, let me tell you, let me ask you, since today is cheesesteak day, I was just wondering, you mentioned Waffle House, would that Philly cheesesteak hash brown bowl count?
I would count it. I absolutely would.
Let's go do it.
Yeah. But let me tell you something else, though, Jarhead. You got a Publix there down in Saraland. If you go into their meat department, you will find for $8.99 a pound of shredded ribeye, which is what they actually make Phillies out of in Philly, everywhere else in the country at sirloin. But you can go and get it and make yourself a genuine Philly cheesesteak with the ribeye, and make sure to stop and grab you a jar of Cheese Whiz, because that's the actual cheese that goes on it.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
And get you some celery. Stick it in cheese with it in between the celery.
So Mike can eat, too. Thanks for calling in, Jarhead.
All right, y'all have a great day.
All right, thanks.
If I wonder if Waffle House has peanut butter.
Yeah, they're creamy. Yeah, you got to do it. You want you chunky.
Well, they got pecans for the waffle. Just have them put some pecans in your peanut butter. So yesterday, we had these two nice ladies come through Box Out. And this lady comes up. She goes, is there anywhere around here I could just get plain Southern food? And I said, well, do you like shrimp po' boys? What is that? You've never heard of a shrimp po' boy? No. It's a foot-long sandwich with fried shrimp in it. This lady from deep in the woods to have never heard of a shrimp or fried oyster po' boy, she finally decided she was getting some plain mac and cheese from me and a pulled pork sandwich from Smack's because everything else was too crazy.
Mm.
Chicken on a stick, too crazy.
I wonder how she...
Corn dog, that's bonkers.
I wonder how she reacted when she first saw this.
But she loved her pulled pork sandwich.
I wonder how she reacted when she come out of the woods and first saw the sun.
She said, we do not get to town very much. And her friend,
apparently,
her friend seemed embarrassed. Because she even said, you've never heard of a shrimp po' boy? But they were sweet as they could be. And we made sure that we got her something that made her happy. But all I could think was, how is fried shrimp not country food? But I think she had an aversion to seafood as well because the oysters didn't hit any better. And when I was trying to tell her about the cochon de lait po' boy at Debris, I said, it's like pulled pork. Pulled pork, that's perfect. I said, well, we got a barbecue place right here. She goes, that's what I'll do. I'll do a pulled pork sandwich and macaroni and cheese. She was not adventurous when it came to eating, but we found her something that she loved, and she dearly loved. She said, that sandwich was good, and that mac and cheese was so good. Thank you so much.
Very good. So, that's customer service, ladies and gentlemen, right
but
there.
It is.
I never thought I would encounter someone who grew up in the South and had never heard of a fried shrimp po' boy. Mm. Is that just, and then I bring that up, is that just a coastal thing? I could have sworn they ate fried shrimp po' boys in Nashville when I was there.
You must have liked Nacogdoches and stuff in Mississippi when I was over there, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, that was staple.
Maybe she grew up in a basement. I don't know.
Now, Michael, she probably grew up in someplace like Laurel.
Ouch.
Hey, real quick, we only got a minute left. National Cheesesteak Day.
Yeah.
I'm not a hoagie fan. But I would do that on French bread.
Yeah, you ain't right.
I know.
Roma Cafe.
That's
gets
what you
their
get for talking about people
from
Laurel.
Philadelphia. Roma Cafe gets their bread for their Phillies from Philadelphia. Son.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the original.
Hey, folks, we're about to go.
Yeah.
I gotta go swing some golf clubs today.
I gotta go down to Box Out and sell some mac and cheese. Y'all come
you
see
you slinging
me.
Golf clubs? You slinging that? All right, get out to support local, be local, buy local. Keep going. Try something besides.
Try something new.
Try something new every
and
day.
And do not do what Michael suggested and sling a golf cart. You will probably herniate yourself.
And give out the right phone numbers.
Number, just how you were saying
it. Usually I say my zeros when I'm talking to a government official.
Your zeros?
The zeros.
Got to say the zeros. Okay, right, there's some music. All right, provolone.
Provolone, everybody. Mobile Bay, Magnolia Blossom.